Welcome to Cleveland Clinic Cardiac Consult, brought to you by the Seidel and Arnold Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute at Cleveland Clinic.
I have the privilege to present to you the pediatric and adult congenital heart surgery outcome on behalf of our team. Our volume continues to increase over the last few years. And more importantly, what we're proud of is, again, like all the other subspecialties, here at the Cleveland Clinic, we have the best outcome. Our overall mortality is much better than all the other hospitals. Our adult congenital program is considered one of the largest program in the United States. Just to tell you, most of the adult congenital program volume is around 70 cases per year. So we're substantially larger than any adult congenital heart surgery program in the country. And more importantly, we're proud of the outcome that we have, which is much better than the rest of the country in terms of the mortality. The overall mortality for congenital heart surgery is around 3% around the United States by the STS. So, and when we look at our operative mortality compared to the STS, as you'd see here, our upper confidence level clearly is way below the average for the STS, which declares us to be a three-star program. And this is not publicly reported by the STS, but we're a three-star program as per our overall outcome. We have not lost any cases for the last 5 years in heart transplantation. Again, it's a very narrow field and very complex patient combination because they're typically failed congenital heart surgery with failed Fontan circulation, single ventricle circulation. So, and where we are here today, we are the best in Ohio in terms of the outcome. As you see, all the surrounding programs around us are either higher mortality or overall worse than us in terms of U.S. News and World Report. We've been able to extend our innovations around. We've had 7 summits so far, and last month we've had a program that was held in Orlando, represented by 36 countries from around the world and 25 states that came to our program for education. And this is some of the pictures then. We continue to innovate surgeries every year. The transcoronal unroofing has taken off and has been actually been used and publicized by many other programs. The new cuspidization of truncal valves that are usually quadricuspid, and we're using a sort of a single leaflet replacement using the Ozaki technique. The pericardial roll for distant pulmonary veins, and also for a scimitar syndrome, which are typically difficult surgeries and have a lot of complications, as you know, with the pulmonary vein surgery. We've innovated the procedure called the ventricular switch procedure, and this is the youngest patient who have underwent this procedure, is 3 months of age. This is a patient with a double outer right ventricle and a remote VST. Typically, these patients are routed into a single ventricle physiology because they cannot be routed, or it used to be not routable left ventricle. Here we've used the right ventricle being the systemic ventricle and the left ventricle being the subpulmonary ventricle, creating a biventricular circulation. This kid was also featured in the news. We have also embarked on the biventricular conversion after Fontan failure. As you know, Fontan, single ventricle physiology, has chronic venous hypertension with a lot of liver, kidney, lung, GI complications that eventually most of them fail and either need transplantation. But some of those patients do have two ventricles and have been routed into a single ventricle because of the complexity or the intracardiac complexity. So we've been able to embark on a program for biventricular conversion, and you would see here a series of operations that we do to reroute, and this is the final operation that actually ends up with a two ventricle circulation. We're actually writing the book on this. We've been asked to put in an atlas for other surgeons around the United States to see this. So this is how they look, and multiple intracardiac and extracardiac rerouting to be able to eventually come back to a patient where two ventricle circulation is there. And one of the presentation, we were called that this is science fiction, this is not real surgery. And you probably heard about the pericardial to retromal resection of a fetal surgery for those people who have not seen the intraoperative cardiac picture. So this is basically doing a laparotomy, doing a uterotomy. We have not delivered the fetus completely outside, but only delivered the arms and the chest and resected the tumor and put back, this is the tumor. And then the chest was closed, put a drain for that. And then the baby was put back, the fetus was put back, the uterus was closed. And this is the end result. He was a healthy baby. And he's actually had his first birthday. We continue to innovate. There's an unmet need for kids with valvular heart disease where they, if once they have a valve replacement, they need a repeated valve replacement. So we're innovating here with the Innovation Center here at the Cleveland Clinic. Is a valve that continue to change size and grow. This is the design of that valve. This is the last iteration of that valve. And we're hoping that this valve is gonna be a solution for those kids with smaller valves that will continue to grow as they go older. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us at heart@ccf.org. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen at clevelandclinic.org/cardiacconsultpodcast.